This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About getting your ashes or soaring on the stocks. Unbelievable. What a run. What a bull run on Wall Street. And part of the big story, I think, as we rock through America tonight, and some of that was reaction to the president's speech, not the specific strokes on what was going to happen with immigration and health care and tax reform, because there wasn't much of that, but the tone was optimistic enough that that pushed the Dow sky high. And how high, you say? Well, I mean, anytime you see the word stocks and soar and roar and rip and rock, oh, that's all beautiful, beautiful adjectives. So 2,000 is the new 1,000. The blue chip benchmark, as they say, took just 66 days to climb from 1900 to 21. So 21, or, you know, 19,000 to above 21,000, rather. That's a huge, huge gain. And that was part of the big, big conversation, I think, throughout the land, in your backyard and mine, because, you know, it's not about millionaires having stocks. It's about everyday people, maybe in 401ks, maybe with a little bit of money squirreled away in the stock market as part of whatever their retirement account looks like. So you saw a little bit of a bump because we all gasped, choked, and fell down in 2008. So any day you can celebrate a soar like that, oh, it is so, so worth it. Sadly, what has been happening across this country is not worth it, which it's just absolutely awful. If they could apprehend some of the people doing what's being done, it would be terrific. We saw what happened in St. Louis. We saw what happened in Philadelphia and New York. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, said it's just intolerable when you're talking about these Jewish cemeteries being desecrated.
We are all from someplace else, unless you're a Native American. And the operating principle is that we open our arms and we embrace all. That's what this state is about fundamentally. And these acts of anti-Semitism are repugnant to that very premise.
Yeah, repugnant indeed. Meanwhile, back in Washington, Mitch McConnell was talking about Congress and where Congress is headed.
I think for virtually all Republicans, a chance to actually do things that we felt would move the country in the right direction and have the president sign them into law is a pretty exciting prospect. So we're looking forward to a positive, upbeat presentation tomorrow night.
All right, positive presentation, and that's exactly what happened. And Mitch McConnell, you know, echoed what happened and the cause and effect of what I said at the beginning, the president's speech to both chambers. In the meantime, Paul Ryan had his own thoughts on Russia and the White House.
Proper place, in my opinion, is the intelligence committees, because they're the ones who have access to methods of intelligence gathering. This is sensitive information that involves how we collect intelligence. That is why we have an intelligence committee that goes through the clearance process, that gets access to that information, which is conducting an investigation.
Yeah, so there you go. And, you know, as Ryan leaves it off, I pick it up with the story that the information concerned Russia's attempt to undermine the election and possible contacts with anybody centering around now President Trump. That's part of what's being discussed. Jeff Sessions said he had nothing to do with any kind of conversation with Russia, because the Attorney General said he didn't mislead anyone. He didn't disclose meetings with the Russian ambassador, and he's saying that he didn't mislead anyone during the confirmation hearing. But Senator Al Franken is among those who say that Sessions should recuse himself, while Lindsey Graham and John McCain, two Republican senators, want answers on the Sessions Russia report. And so this is not going away. And now this time absolutely is about the Attorney General more than anybody else, which of course he would be part of the Trump cabinet, because we saw what happened with the National Security Advisor Mike Flynn. Sessions didn't mention any meetings. He met twice last year with a top Russian diplomat in Washington. So he didn't mention either meeting during his confirmation hearings, when he said he knew of no contact between Trump surrogates and Russians. That story, though, keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi characterized Sessions' comments in his confirmation as apparent perjury and said the Attorney General should resign. So there is going to be pressure for something to happen. I don't know what will happen. It depends on what the investigation yields. It depends on what happens there. Let's go out to Izzy. Hello, Izzy.
Did you hear about our storm last night?
Your storm was terrible. It was awful, yes.
Our sirens were going off for close to an hour. Yeah, and they told anybody in a mobile home, get out.
Right, knowing what happens.
Well, I kept my little old self in my house. My cats were even scared. That's how bad it was. They were just like, help. I was like, wait a minute, cats. I don't do well in these things either. Anyway, first off, let's get Kelly Conway out of the picture.
Out of the picture. I love that.
Well, no, I thought
that's double entendre.
Well, yeah. That was very classless of her.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, come on, at least take your shoes off. God, I was horrified. And I was, well, look at what Obama did, putting his feet up on the beautiful desk and the other furniture. People, have some respect. Okay, let's talk about the President Trump's message last night. It was great. And the last time I looked, you know, all the Democrats that have come out, those that just sat there, they made their faces, especially Pelosi. I swear, her expressions looked like she was trying to keep both teeth in her mouth.
She sure did, didn't she? She was not...
The last time I've seen that many Democrats in all white was at a KKK rally.
Izzy, some of the Democrats liked his tone, I have to say. Thanks, Iz. Back with more on America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
On the mail side through the miracle of the internet. So let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, so as we check the mail, this one from Don. Kate, the Dow soared. How awesome is that? And it's because, for once, I'll tell you what, Trump listened to the people around him, I believe, and took a really optimistic tone, as people are writing about, in his speech, and I believe that helped push those numbers higher. It was exciting to see something to cheer about instead of the constant ups and downs that we endure when we have money invested on the street. It's not like I have a ton of it, but enough that it affects me and it affects my family, and I'm hoping to be able to leave them something in the end and to be able to use some of it for retirement. So, wow, wow, and wow. All right, this one is from Jack, listening to us in Austin, Texas, and he says, thumbs up to Trump's speech. It was brilliant. I thought he really painted an interesting picture of where we're headed in the United States, and I believe he believes that he's the man to do it, period, and he's working on it. So I say give him a chance, and let's see when we hit those benchmarks where we are with the ACA and our health care, where we are when it comes to immigration, where we are when it comes to jobs. But a long standing ovation from me. And then there's this one from George, and he says, it's the same old with these politicians. Don't let Donald Trump fool you. I don't care either way for Trump, but I think we were sold a bill of goods. He knows how to perform. Remember, he was the guy behind Celebrity Apprentice. So then a couple more quick ones. This one from Brad, who says he lives in Maryland. Kate, I live in Baltimore, actually just outside of Baltimore. Sad day for the city after that investigation uncovers all of those cops that were basically ripping off the people of Baltimore. And I know they're going to nail them pretty much to the wall, but seven cops. It was really, really depressing to find out about it and to hear that story. And that's all anybody in Baltimore, for that matter, Maryland, is talking about right now. And then we get one more, and this one is from Marissa. Too bad about what's happening with these cemeteries. Come on, people, we're way better than that. We're all Americans, and America can be great again. If you have any thoughts you want to share, it's very easy to do. Go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and just like that, you are in. Boom. Speaking of being in, let's go to the phones. You can try to squeeze in a call at 855-266-5283. How about Dan in Texas? Hi, Dan.
Hello, beautiful. Let me turn my radio down. There we go. Now, this is for Izzy. This is the foot joke, okay?
I'm ready.
Okay, there was this family of dinosaurs back in the prehistoric days, and they were the foots. There was foot and foot and foot. And one day, they were out just chomping down all kinds of good pineapple trees and everything that they could get their hands on and just gobble, gobble, gobble. Foot came to foot and said, Foot, I don't feel so good. In fact, I think I'm going to die. And Foot said, oh, just go over and drink some good clean water. Lay down in the shade of those trees over there, and I'll check on you after a while. You'll be feeling better. So sure enough, he did that. And Foot waited a while, and a few hours later, he went over to check Foot, and Foot was deader than a mackerel. And he shed some tears, and so he dug a hole, and he got Foot and pushed him into the hole, and he covered him up and got him all taken care of. And so then it was nighttime, and he went through the night. And the next day, he's out chomping down more trees and having a good time, just chomp, 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 chomp. And Foot came up to see him. Not Foot. And Foot said, Foot, I feel terrible. I think I'm going to die. And Foot said, oh, don't say that. I've already got one foot in the grave.
That was for Izzy. I like it. That was for Izzy. I love it. That was very nice. Very nice.
Okay, now.
Bravo.
Don't worry about Sessions and all this bull hockey about the Russians. Wait a minute. The Russians are not our sworn enemies. We're not at war with them. I don't give a damn if he talks to Putin himself. Big damn deal. And as far as affecting our election, Rush Limbaugh laid that out every single day last week and all this week, time and time again, that it would be absolutely impossible for them to affect our election that way. It's determined by the electors in the end. It cannot have anything to do with our election. They cannot find out who even the electors are until after the election. These people are nominated, blah, 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 blah. And then they finally get down to the point and they cast their vote for president, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it would be absolutely impossible to hit all of the machines in this country, all of the ballots in this country, all of the people in this country, and fix the election. It isn't possible. Absolutely impossible. And all this crap the Democrats are pulling off with blah, 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 Russia this, Russia that, Russia this, they've got nothing else. They are so depleted. And these people are just absolutely heartsick. They thought Hillary was going to be their queen of America, and she got her ass kicked by Donald Trump. That's the whole bottom line right there. And sorry, babe, but that's
grapes.
The way the ball bounced.
Well, I agree with you about the electoral. Nice plug for Rush Limbaugh. It's very easy to lay it out. I agree. I don't think there's any way at all you could rig that because of the Electoral College. It's something that, in fact, Grimm, who we're going to go to, and I talk about all the time because of the frustrations over the Electoral College way before heading into the election. He and I talked about that. Hey, Grimm.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
Good to hear from Dan, and then I was going to ask about Izzy because I was worried about that storm report, but thank God we already heard. She's okay. Now, I didn't say anything the other night about the election itself, but told you of my dream. But anyhow, I look at it this way. Donald Trump's speech, it was more or less him still trying to mend the fences to get unity in this country, because he was pandering a little bit to the liberal side, but still, when it comes to law enforcement and military, that was conservative,
right,
which I really see him doing. But still, the health care program, and I think all of Congress and even Donald Trump, they don't really want to fix it. They don't want to get rid of it and fix it, because they're going to have to be subject to the same health care we have. And something that was not brought up was the debt.
Yeah, no, it wasn't brought up.
Well, that cuts into every one of their pocket purses. So you still
right.
got to watch them. It's like I said, I'm not on either side. I'm walking down the middle and looking for the good of America. You know, I mean, that's where
right.
I'm at.
Right.
And, you know, that's the way everybody should be. I don't agree with, nobody's going to agree with another person at 100%. You know, I always look at it 80%, I'm going to agree with you about 80%. 5%, I'm going to be totally, totally against what you may have. And then the other 15 is, hopefully I'm that unique and can keep that to myself.
Hopefully,
right?
I like that. Hopefully,
well,
I like that.
Well, the open-mindedness is what I'm saying there. But, I still ain't got around to the other stuff, and I probably won't have time tonight. But if anybody wants to read anything about what our future is going to be like, and I still say Michelle Obama's going to be the next Democrat they're going to put out in front of us. Of course, you probably heard Oprah's going to go for it, and I got a big dilemma with that, because she made her fortunes off the misery of the backs of others with her show.
Yeah, but she's saying now that that report is false. We'll see. Thanks, Grimm. Stay with us. We're kicking it to the other side, folks.
Long ride, long shot, maybe we knew better. We're too good to catch when I fell straight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Very excited to have a chance to talk to Lon Sefko. It's just amazing. Innovator, inventor, best-selling author. Think about this. 2017 Pulitzer Prize nominee, author of multiple, I said that, you know, the author thing, innovative best-selling books. I've read them, the social media Bible. I can't get enough of his stuff, and I'm thrilled he agreed to spend some time with us. I thought we'd talk about big brain, because he certainly has one. Lon, thanks for jumping on. We appreciate it.
Oh, how exciting it is to be here. Thank you for thinking of me.
I think the place to start, because there's a lot of roads that we could go down, but I want to talk about the fact that you developed the world's first voice recognition, voice synthesizing, pioneering home automation. I mean, this is brain, big brain stuff. So tell me about that, and how did you know you had really hit on to something spectacular as a person who is, you know, innovative and is an inventor?
Well, I knew I was onto something when it saved somebody's life. So I'm credited with the first computer to save a human life. Steve Jobs coined that phrase, and I thought it was pretty cool, so it kind of stuck with me. I did it really for fun back in the 70s, way back in the 70s when computers first came out. They had only been out for a couple of years, and I was playing with it, and I said, wouldn't it be cool if I could teach a computer to listen to me? And I did. And then I said, wow, how cool would it be if I can get it to talk to me? And then I did. And then I said, can I get it to turn on lights and appliances? So then I said, lamp on. Lamp would come on. Locked door. television on, radio off, call mom. And that was back in the early 80s. And I worked with disabled people, and it started saving their lives, and I built a company around it.
Well, and that company took off like a shot. And, you know, when people think of voice recognition, who do we think of? There's a lot of people. You mentioned Steve Jobs, obviously. And, you know, you look at the archetypes for the Apple Newton and the first PDA. And, you know, as you said, you know, ultimately saving a life. But I think of Stephen Hawking, right?
Well, I actually went over to meet Stephen Hawking to help him with his disability over in Cambridge. And we didn't connect. He was called out of Cambridge at the very last minute. But my last customer that I got to work with was Christopher Reeve, Superman.
And we saw him in interviews. He wanted so desperately to be able to still reach people. And you obviously gave him the ability to do that. What was that like with the light bulb moment? You could see it in his eyes, right, when he was able to do that?
You know, that's the exciting thing, is to see people who have completely lost hope and wanted to die. A lot of disabled people that I worked with would have committed suicide if they could have moved their arms. But then after working with a system where they can, I had a woman without arms typing 48 words a minute. And when you see that, it's just so rewarding.
So when you do something, you know you're helping humans. You're making that connection through the computer and what you were able to do, how that innovation that you created. Where do you go from there? Because you have lots of inventions. In fact, 18 of your inventions are part of the permanent collection of the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. They even have 30,000 of your personal papers. So they were enthralled enough, and we've seen them. I can't tell you how many times I've been to the Smithsonian, and as you know, they're all housed in different buildings and broken down. But what is it? You just are motivated. You keep going. For all the people that are listening that want to kind of grab on to innovation, how do you do that?
Well, Thomas Edison once said that inspiration is 10% and perspiration is 90%. And I get inspired all of the time. I look around and see things and know how to make them better. I mean, I just get these ideas of how to put things together. And some ideas are, to be honest with you, pretty stupid. But some of them, I think, have merit. So I'll go out and I'll build it or make it or design it or write it. And then I'll test it and see what people think. And if they like it, I build a company around it, and next thing you know, it's kind of out there and it's successful.
Yeah. Where do you think we are with technology? Are we at the cutting edge of technology? Is it going to take off even more? Where are we?
Yeah, I have to say it's always going to take off. I thought in 1978 when the Apple first came out and the Commodore was out there and the Osborne for your older audience, I thought we were on the cutting edge of technology. It was amazing what we were doing with computers. And that was 40 years ago, and look at what we're doing now. The most powerful computer, 1978, is probably represents about 3 or 4% of the smartphone that we have in our pocket. So it's going to continue, and it's going to continue at a faster and faster rate, and that's going to make it difficult for us to kind of keep up with. Artificial intelligence is going to become a major part of our life, and I'm proud to say that I was one of the pioneers in voice recognition and voice synthesizing. Of course, we have Siri and Alexa and all the other, the girl in our box in the car that gives us directions. So that technology is here, and it's just going to get more and more sophisticated.
So, in other words, you better jump on, right? Especially we've got a lot of speakers and trainers listening to us. And I don't think you can afford, and you could address this better than me, to say, I just don't do that. I don't do that. I have just handouts and I can't work with technology.
And I hear that all the time. I mean, it was really funny. My wife just absolutely refused to get a smartphone. And she only got her first iPhone when they stopped manufacturing flip phones. So it's inevitable. It's here, and people fought computers. They fought email. They fought the internet. They fought social media. And if you're going to be in business, if you're going to communicate with other human beings, you have to embrace this technology. It's here, and it's here to stay. So learn it. It's not that bad. People are just afraid because it's something new. But once you turn the light on, all the monsters disappear out of the closet. It's actually easy, and it's fun.
I like that it's easy and it's fun. One of the things that you also do besides make these incredible inventions and set the world on fire with innovation, in your spare time when you're speaking, you know, you're a renowned international speaker. There's no question about that. You teach some of the world's biggest companies, household names that we know, how to harness innovative thinking. What are some of the key elements of what you have discovered really work for you when you're trying to make that breakthrough moment for these companies?
I love teaching innovative thinking. It's what I used to teach before I wrote the social media Bible. So it's kind of my foundation. I was asked by a speakers bureau in 2001. They said, "You're the most innovative person I've ever met. Can you make a keynote or even a whole day training?" And I answered, "Well, yeah, of course. I do innovation all the time." 3 years later, I still hadn't figured it out. They needed a process. And they actually turned it into a process. It's something I call the three C's. The secret to innovation is to study everything around you if you're trying to solve a problem. Look at it from every different angle, every industry. Don't just look at your own industry. If there was a solution, someone would have already figured it out. Henry Ford discovered how to create an assembly line. It changed manufacturing forever. And it gave us the opportunity to make less expensive products, like the car. But he learned it one afternoon, sitting under a tree on a potato farm. He was watching the potatoes go up the conveyor belt and drop into the truck. And he said, "Wait a minute, if I can change out the potatoes for cars, I got something here." And he reduced the price of the car to about $500, and he was making millions of them. So sometimes the solutions are right in front of you. And then give your brain an opportunity to communicate those solutions. Turn off the background noise. You don't have to get in the car and blast your iPhone. Just listen to your own brain, because it's amazing how many good ideas you have in there. You hear them in the shower. You hear them when you are exercising, when you're walking or jogging. You get them at night when you're sleeping. So just listen to yourself.
We started talking about technology, but ironically, turn off the technology to let your brain just kind of marinate with those ideas. I love that, Lon.
That's true. That's so true.
So as you said, you also have one of the books I mentioned, the Social Media Bible, and I think there's a lot of confusion over social media. I mean, I'll admit this. People will say, you have to do everything. You've got to get a zillion people on Instagram, and then, oh my gosh, what are your numbers on Twitter? For goodness sake, look at the President Trump and how many numbers he has on Twitter. And what about Facebook? And I think we become overwhelmed by social media. How do we tame that lion?
That's a big problem for everybody. I mean, not only personally, how do you keep in touch with everybody on every platform? Even for you, getting to your listeners and finding where they are. Every company worldwide, which is why I teach on digital communications worldwide, because everyone is faced with the same problem. First of all, there's too much content. There's too much information coming at us from every single angle. So we're getting desensitized to marketing, to advertising, to tweets, to posts. Everybody's talking. Nobody's listening. That's the first problem. But what you said was absolutely true. We do kind of have a responsibility, especially if we're in business, to monitor and to communicate on every single platform. The reason is we don't know where the critical mass is. We don't know if your listeners prefer Facebook over Twitter, or they like LinkedIn or Instagram. So you got to kind of be there. You got to test it. You got to see where they are. And then after you test it and get some numbers, you can kind of cut back on some of the platforms that aren't giving you the best rate of return on investment and focus on the ones where the majority of your customers are.
Yeah, great advice. Parting shot. So as we talk about technology, letting your brain have a chance to think creatively, to come up with whatever the next great best speech is or product or whatever it is that you might be doing, what would you like to see happen in the near future when it comes to innovation?
I want everybody to become more innovative. I want everybody to believe that they are innovators. Everybody comes up with great ideas. Think of the number of great ideas that you've come up with in your lifetime. And if you could just figure out what that process is, like riding a bike, playing a piano, and you just practice it just a little bit, and you were able to come up with really award-winning ideas once a month, once a week, maybe even once a day, how would that change your life? How would that change the world? America, I mean, that's what made this the greatest country in the world for centuries, because we are innovators. We are constantly pushing the boundaries, breaking through that envelope. And I want everybody to continue to do that. just be as innovative as possible, because we all have it in us. We just have to know how to do it, and we need to practice.
Lon Sefko, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Behold, being a radio host or TV broadcaster is one of the most stressful careers that you can have. I've done it my entire life, but now somebody has just told us so. CareerCast.com listed what the most stressful jobs of 2016 were, and that, you know, there's just periods of high stress that are unpredictable. And then there were 11 other factors that went into how they rated this, the jobs rated methodology, because if I'm not telling you that, you say, well, what does that mean? How come it's stressful? But certainly radio host or TV broadcaster kind of fell in the middle of the pack. Not the most stressful. You might be surprised by a few of the other jobs that were listed on their list. Who better to chat with us about this than Dr. John Huber? He is the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization that brings lasting positive change to the lives of people that suffer from mental health issues. I love that. And he's in our virtual green room. Hey, Dr. Huber.
Hey, Kate. First thing, are you okay?
Some days I wonder. I have to find, is my pulse there? What's happening? It's, you know what? It's not a surprise, I guess, because of deadlines, right? And the craziness. You don't have a regular life when you're in this life, whatever
no.
that is.
No. And the other side to that, you're in the public eye. So yep. if you're frustrated, it's not something that you can easily do. I talked with another radio show host earlier last week, and he was explaining to me he had a time when he just started, and he had a young child, his son, who acted up, and he was giving his son consequences, and the lady next to him in line at the grocery store asked him, hey, aren't you so-and-so? And he immediately goes, oh, no, I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh. Oh, that's brutal. And, you know, here's what's even worse. So for me, besides this fabulous job of being able to talk to so many interesting people and talk to callers, and we have a fabulous audience across the United States and beyond the borders of the United States, the other thing that I do is I speak. I go out and I speak. I talk about invading the man cave and helping people find their wow. How do they clearly, concisely, in a compelling way, describe what they do when they get the dreaded question of what do you do? And I find out that, of course, that is also stressful, because what are people afraid of? The fear of public speaking afflicts, you know, 75% of Americans. So I don't stand much of a chance. I might have to come down and see you for a weekend.
Well, I do phone consultations, so, you know.
That's crazy, huh? So what is it that I mentioned, the factors that they talk about? What are the stress factors? Obviously, deadlines, we said, in this particular field. But what else puts people at risk of this stress?
Well, competition, that fear that somebody's going to come up and take your spot. Some of the positions, you know, like the enlisted men and the police officer and fireman, those are jobs where you may not come home alive at the end of the day. So you've got that type of thing, the potential for physical harm. You also have the potential, or in some cases, a lack of potential for job growth. Where do you go from there? What's your next step? And then, you know, I do public speaking too as well. You never know. I mean, you've got a whole day, but then you got to get on a plane and go fly and do your public speaking that night and then be back for your show the next morning. The travel part of it, it's all just very physically demanding.
Boy, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you there. What are some of the other jobs that fall on this list that CareerCast put out that you're probably not surprised about, since you are in the business of helping people, I'm going to say, feel better?
Right, and that's part and parcel to what I do. But, you know, the interesting thing with CareerCast, too, they also talked about they were looking for jobs specifically for people who have difficulty with anxiety and stress in the first place. So this is a little different poll than what we've seen. Of course, police, military, and firemen are always in the top 10 of these lists. But what surprised me next was the waiter job. I understand why it's stressful. I mean, they get blamed for stuff that's not their fault. You go into the kitchen and the chef or the prep chef has made the order wrong and you have to take it out to your customer. And then your money depends upon making the diner happy. And it's not their fault sometimes. The next one is taxi driver. Well, I'm sorry. I'll let you talk there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, taxi driver. Yeah, that's okay. Go through the list. So taxi driver, because you don't know who you're going to get when they jump into the cab and what's going to happen and the traffic and all that.
And then you got the new competition with all the Ubers and those type of apps that are out there now. Of course, you said radio host and TV broadcaster. And again, you know, I'll make time for you if you need a call. Just, you know. then we got executives, top executives, corporate executives, and corporate managers. And that's not necessarily unexpected, but middle and high school teachers, middle school and high school teachers. Now, you talk about having to deal with hormones every day and kids who have no clue what's going to happen to them and how they're functioning and why they're upset about stuff. that's a challenge. I know when I was a school psychologist, I chose not to work in middle schools because it was just so up and down. Very scary. Cashiers. I'm sorry. Let's go back to the middle school, a high school person. I have a son who's now in high school and a daughter in middle school, and now I feel like I'm reliving those days over again.
So you totally relate to that.
Totally do. And then as I started saying cashiers next, cashiers, somebody comes up there with a basket full of clothes at the Gap, or I don't know if I can say names of stores, but then you look down and there's not a price tag on it. And by the time somebody goes and gets the price tag, you got 20 people in line and they just wanted to pop in during their lunch hour. Pressure, stress, and then where's the job growth there? And a lot of people, you know, that's their livelihood, and they don't see a way out of that. So it becomes very stressful. The last
number one, drum roll, please.
Salesperson. Now think about it. You have a great year and you're dooming yourself. All of a sudden your quotas, everything goes through the roof and you're dooming yourself to having a bad year the next year. So it's a catch 22. You do great and they set your heights even higher, and then you don't do so great the next year. I have a friend who does commercial paint sales since, you know, 27 years, and he amazes me. He thrives in this position, and every year he comes back and he, you know, he's making more money than the vice president in the company he's working for. It's amazing how some people thrive in it, but at the same time, if you have any issues with stress or anxiety, you're dooming yourself.
Yeah, no kidding. So, I mean, this would take forever, and we talk a lot about stress and what to do and et cetera. But give us the one-minute solution. What can you do when you're feeling overwhelmed?
Take a deep breath. You know, if you guys do any kind of exercising, when you stop and you breathe in and you try to catch your breath, those same type of inhale, hold it, exhale slowly. You know, breathe in through the nose. Count of 3, 4, 5, exhale, 3, 4, 5. You can do that at your desk. You can do it walking from one office to the next. You can do that between customers if you're that cashier. You can do it as your wait staff going from the table back to the kitchen. That's the simplest, most basic way to do that. Other than that, call a mental health professional. They can help teach you. Or go find a yoga instructor. They can do that too.
Yeah, what is it about yoga that's so calming? Is it because it's the breathing and stretching?
I think that's it. I mean, and I think I mentioned this before on your show. I do martial arts, and the first 20 minutes is yoga stretching and breathing and focusing your breath. And I do 3 to 6 hours a week of it. And my job's stressful, too. I mean, I have patients die on me, and I do my yoga breathing, my 15 minutes. I mean, I'm looking forward to it tonight at 8 o'clock. That's like my goal at the end of the day, is go get that hour in. Plus, there's nothing better than breaking a board when you're feeling a little stressed.
Boy, I so agree with that. Love it. Dr. John Huber, mainstreammentalhealth.org. That's where you can check him out. You can find him there. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and thanks to all of you for listening to this Hour of America tonight. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Kay. You're awesome.
Forward you go, because forward we know. Forward is coming fast, it's our task to keep on. To just keep moving. If you're afraid of that forward thinking, taking your time for a dime and you're blinking, listen.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.